Chapter 1. The War That Never Ended. When you leave the military, people expect things to go back to normal. They think you come home, take off the uniform, and step right back into regular life. They believe the mission is over and the war is behind you. On the outside, it may look like that is true. You might have a job, a home, or even a family waiting for you. But inside, something feels very different, and it does not just shut off. For many veterans, the war does not end when the deployment ends. It follows you home in ways that are hard to explain to someone who has never lived it. It shows up in your thoughts, in your sleep, and in the way you react to things around you. You may hear a loud noise and feel your body tense up before your mind even understands why. You may find yourself scanning rooms, watching people, and staying on alert even when you are safe. This is not weakness,
and it is not something you chose.
The truth is, your mind was trained to survive in dangerous situations. It learned how to stay sharp, how to react fast, and how to keep you alive when things were not safe. That training does not just disappear because you are home now. Your brain does not always know that the danger is over. So it keeps doing what it was trained to do. It keeps you on guard, even when there is no threat in front of you. That is why it can feel like the war never really ended. Life after service feels different. Coming home can feel strange in ways you did not expect. People around you may be going about their lives like nothing ever happened. They talk about small problems, daily routines, and things that seem simple. You might sit there and listen, but inside, it feels like you are on a different planet. The things that once mattered may not matter the same way anymore. You may also notice that you have changed, even if others do not see it right away. The way you think, the way you react, and the way you feel about the world may all be different now. Some days, you may feel numb, like nothing really hits you the way it should. Other days, everything hits you all at once, and it feels overwhelming. This back and forth can be exhausting, and it can make it hard to feel steady. It is also common to feel like you do not fully belong anywhere. You are not in the military anymore, but you do not feel like a regular civilian either. You may miss the structure, the purpose, and the people who understood you without needing long explanations. At the same time, you are trying to build a new life, and that can feel like starting over from scratch. This in-between place can be one of the hardest parts of coming home. Why the battle follows you home? The reason the battle follows you home is not because you are doing something wrong. It is because your mind and body went through things that most people will never experience. Trauma changes the way the brain works, especially in how it handles fear, memory, and stress. Your brain learns to stay alert, to watch for danger, and to react quickly to protect you. Even when you are no longer in danger, your brain can still act like you are. It can replay memories, bring up images, and create feelings that seem to come out of nowhere. You might have flashbacks, bad dreams, or moments where you feel like you are right back in it. These experiences are not random, and they are not your fault. They are part of how the brain holds on to trauma. On top of that, your body also carries the stress. Your heart may race, your muscles may stay tight, and your sleep may not come easy. You might feel tired all the time, but still unable to relax. This is because your system has been running in survival mode for a long time. It does not always know how to slow down on its own. That is why the battle can feel like it is still happening, even years later. You are not broken. One of the most important things to understand is this: you are not broken. It may feel like something is wrong with you, especially on the hard days. You may wonder why you cannot just move on or why you cannot feel normal again. But what you are experiencing is a human response to extreme situations. It is your mind trying to make sense of what it went through. Many veterans deal with these same struggles, even if they do not talk about it openly. Some feel shame, some feel anger, and some feel like they should be able to handle it on their own. That silence can make it seem like you are the only one going through it. But you are not alone in this fight, even if it feels that way at times. It is also important to remember that these reactions do not define who you are. They are part of your experience, but they are not your identity. You are more than what happened to you, and you are more than the thoughts that come into your mind. Even on your worst days, you are still here, still standing, and still fighting. That matters more than you may realize. You are still in the fight. The mission may look different now, but it is still a mission. Instead of fighting an enemy out there, you are dealing with battles inside your own mind. Some days, that fight is quiet, and you can move through your day without much trouble. Other days, it feels loud, heavy, and hard to carry. Both kinds of days are part of this process. Being in this fight does not mean you are failing. It means you are still showing up, even when it is hard. It means you are pushing through moments that would make others stop. It means you are doing the work, even if it does not feel like progress. Every time you get through a tough moment, you are proving that you can keep going. This book is not about fixing everything overnight. It is not about pretending the demons are not there. It is about learning how to live with them, how to face them, and how to move forward anyway. The goal is not perfection. The goal is to keep going, one day at a time, one step at a time. You are still in the fight, and that is not a bad thing. It means you are still alive, still aware, and still capable of change. The war may not have ended the way you expected, but your story is not over. There is still more ahead, and there are still ways to make each day a little better. For now, the mission is simple. Stay here. Keep going. Charlie Mike.